So let's take a look. Mishnah told us that on Paras Ilan you typically make a bar creates with an exception. And the exception is Yain. Yain, rather than saying bar creates, you say bar priagofim. The girl wants to know why is that the case? More specifically, why is that uniquely the case? Mishno Yain. Well, why does wine get this special treatment that it gets a unique dedicated bracha instead of the general bar priagofen? The Gemara says, Ileimim b'shum di'ishtani li'iluya, ishtani li'bracha. Maybe it's because the grape itself in its raw state is a bar priagofen, and it's ishtani li'iluya. It's nishtana l'mala. It changed in a way that improved it. It's no longer a grape. It underwent significant processing. Now it's a glass of wine. And was that processing, the way that changed, that shinui, the shinui net positive or net negative? Definitely net positive. A bottle of wine is, just from an economic standpoint, a bottle of wine is worth, a well-made wine is worth a whole lot more than the raw bunches of grapes that were used to produce that wine. This is clearly a major step up. So maybe that's the Gemara's first suggestion. Maybe it's just a question of ishtani li'iluya. When something has a positive change, then you elevate the bracha. Ishtani li'bracha. Then the bracha gets changed as well. The Gemara says it can't be the case. Harei shemen, the ishtani li'iluya v'lo ishtani li'bracha. But take a look at olive oil. Olive oil also, olive oil is a significant step up, a significant positive change from the raw olives. But we don't make a unique bracha. V'lo ishtani li'bracha. D'amar Yehuda amar Shmuel. So we have the same din quoted from two different first generation Amoraim. Both Shmuel and Bavel and Yochanan Eretz Yisrael taught the same din, which is Shemen Zayis Mevarach Alav Bari Pritz. The bracha on olive oil is a Bari Pritz. What does that tell me? By the way, just stop for a moment. As you saw, the Gemara is going to have a lot to say about that din of Shmuel and Yochanan. Later on, the second piece of Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, going on to Lam Rav Alf, we'll discuss, it's not always practical to make a bar priates on oil, on olive oil. You have to find a scenario where you're actually making a bracha on the oil, so we'll get to that. That'll be the second piece of Gemara. When does this actually come into play practically? But here, now the Gemara is saying, at least in principle, the bracha on olive oil is a bar priates. And that's a double chiddush, by the way. Because there are two other options that could have been. Could have been shahako, or it could have been something more unique. Right? Our Gemara is about to explore why isn't Yain doesn't stay the Bar Prey Geffen, the Bracha elevates. Why doesn't the Bracha and Shem and Zayas also elevate from Bar Prey to, we'll figure out what we're looking for in a moment. Now, that's where the Gemara is going to go. Just though to take a, before we dive into that, the Gemara is about to discuss why doesn't the Bracha and olive oil elevate. It's just worth noticing, we're not up to this just yet, but the other half of this is you could have imagined that when you juice, when you press an olive, it degrades the bracha. We assume that when you, if you eat an apple, you make a eitz, but if you drink apple juice, you make a shahako. That if you eat an orange, you make a eitz, but if you drink orange juice, you make a shahako. Usually juicing a fruit downgrades the bracha from ha'etz or hadama down to shahako. You eat a tomato, it's a hadama, but you drink tomato juice, it's a shahako. So it's already a chiddush, it's worth noting, that olive oil doesn't downgrade. You don't downgrade and say it's like any other juice that goes down to shahako. Instead, it maintains itself. That itself is interesting. That itself probably has to do, it's not the focus of the Gemara right now, right here, but the Gemara already mentioned an important phrase, which is ishtani li'iluya. That we, this is a shinoi, and specifically you have a raw ingredient then change. We want to think about, was it a positive change or was it a negative change? So we'll get later on, the Gemara will discuss it a little bit more in Lavavam and Aleph, and in much greater length on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. What is the din? A lot of the hilchos, a lot of the practical cases of brachas deal with shinui. I took a raw potato and I baked it. I took a piece of raw meat and I grilled it. I took a perfectly edible apple and I baked it. I took perfectly edible spinach, for those who enjoy eating spinach, and I boiled it. Old school boiled canned spinach. So those are all shinuyim. I took raw flour and I mixed it with water and other ingredients and I baked it. So those are all shinuyim. A lot of hilchos brachas, some hilchos brachas is, what's the bracha on the raw ingredients? What's the bracha on an apple? What's the bracha on a tomato? What's the bracha on a banana? What's the bracha on cinnamon bark? Interesting question. Is it haitz? Not haitz. That's one set of questions. What's the bracha on a raw ingredient? Another set of questions is, what happened? I know what the raw ingredient was, but then it changed. So the Gemara is already introducing us to that. In the first line of the sugya, the Gemara is already sort of foreshadowing what's going to come later in the parak. So the Gemara says, well, it's Yayin and Shemra both ishtani li'iluya. It was a positive upgrade. It was a change for the better. It was a shinui latov, a shinui lamala. So you're already getting the impression, though we've not dived into it just yet, that sometimes a change might not be an upgrade. Maybe it's a downgrade, and maybe it's just the lateral. So then maybe you wouldn't even maintain the same bracha. Maybe shakel. Let's hold off on that for now. But again, in appreciating what the Amoraim, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan taught us, namely that the bracha on Shem and Zayis, at least in principle, is a Borei Priya Eitz, so there's a double chiddush in that. As opposed to two other options. Number one, as opposed to saying downgrade the bracha to Shahakol, the way we seem to do with other fruit juices. So that's interesting. Well, but we're not going to focus on that for now. What the Gemara right now is focused on is the fact that it's maintaining the ha'etz as opposed to upgrading. Yayin upgrades. Raw grapes are bar priya eitz. Wine is a bar priya gafen. So the Gemara wants to know, how come wine you get an upgrade where shemen is also ishtani li'iluya? Don't tell me whenever it's ishtani li'iluya you upgrade. Not true. Shemen is also ishtani li'iluya. Olive oil is a significantly higher level product than raw olives, and yet we don't upgrade, we just keep it the same. So that's what the Gemara is now going to pound on. How come wine gets a bracha upgrade while olive oil maintains the same level of bracha? So it was ha'etz when it was an olive, and it's ha'etz now that's olive oil.
So is the question, this can be the rationale for wine, or is it, why does the rationale not apply to olives?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We want the bracha. The Mishnah tells me that yayin uniquely upgrades. So, but the Gemara is saying, but why? It can't just be ishtayin li'iluya. Ishtayin li'iluya might explain why it didn't downgrade to shahako, but it can't explain why it upgrades to a new unique bracha. Olive oil also upgrades. Once again, take a look inside. Maishna yayin, why is yayin so special that it doesn't stay with the ha'etz? Instead, it goes up to this new higher level bar pragefen. Even if you're going to tell me, oh, mishtim di yishtayin li'iluya, yishtayin le'bracha, because there was the food item upgraded, therefore the bracha upgrades, it's not true. That's not necessarily true. I mean, shemen di yishtayin li'iluya, oil also is an upgrade from olives, for lo yishtayin le'bracha, yet you don't upgrade the bracha. As we said, you don't downgrade the bracha either. It's a separate conversation. You don't upgrade the bracha, yeah, Shai? Excellent question. Shai, that's such a good question. It's such a good question. You were machaving to the Gemara. The second half of the Gemara, as I said, after the two dots, the Gemara is going to know, in principle, the bracha on olive oil is ha'etz, but practically speaking, when do you ever have olive oil in a way that you would make a bracha on it? Very good. We're going to get to that soon. Fantastic. So for now, we're saying, in principle, we'll see, it doesn't come up that often. There are only a few cases where it practically comes up. Very good. But in principle, the bracha is ha'etz, not something else. So the Gemara proceeds to have three or four explanation, potential terutzim, to why it is that yayin upgrades the bracha while shemen stays the same. The first answer is, Amri, the Gemara says, the Bnei Yeshiva said, the Amoraim said, Hasam Hashem Dolevshir. Maybe we should have upgraded oil also, but we can't. Heichi Navrich, because what are we supposed to say? What Torah bracha we say? Navrich borei pri hazayis. By why we say bar pri hagafen. But what are you going to say by olive? Borei pri hazaken. Bar pri hagafen. Gefen is the grapevine. The grape is the fruit of the grapevine. What would you say here? Borei pri hazayas. The zayas is the olive tree, but it's also the olive itself. Peregufe zayas ikri. The tree is called an olive, a zayas, but the fruit is called a zayas. So that sounds sort of funny to say the fruit of the olive. So Gemara says, well, never chale bar pri eight zayas. And you can refer to the olive tree as just as a zayas, or as the eight zayas. Again, taking us back to Lamham and olive. And eights in biblical Hebrew can mean wood, but can also mean tree. So eight zayas can mean tree, olive wood, but can also mean an olive tree. So bar pri eight zayas would mean the fruit of the olive tree. So the Gemara says, option number one, teretz number one, was we don't upgrade the olive oil just because there's no possible nusach. No, I could dream of a nusach. If you wanted to upgrade, you could. The same way you say bore pri agafen, you could have said bore pri eitz hazayis. So answer number one falls away. What's answer number two? Chiluk number two. Potential chiluk number two between shemen on the one hand and yain on the other. Elah marzutra. Marzutra gave a second teretz. Chamra zayin mishra lo zayin. Important Aramaic words to know. Chamra is Aramaic for yayin, and like chamar medina. And mishra is related to the Hebrew word mishicha. Mishra is Aramaic for oil. So chamra zayin, mashra, mishra, mashra, lo zayin. Wine is zan. It gives you mazon. It gives you nutrition, sounds like. Oil does not give you mazon. So the Gemara says, is that true? Really? The Gemara says, Marzutra, is that correct? Mashcha lozayin, oil doesn't give you mazon. The Hatanami of a Mishnah, it's actually a Mishnah in Erevin, not in Durim. Hanoder min hamazon mutter b'mayim uvemelach. If a person takes a neder from mazon, he's not allowed, he's only allowed to have water and salt. What does this mean? So just take a step back for a moment. You know that there is a concept of Nedarim that appears several times in Chumash, that a Jew has the power to create new Isurim through his language. It's a very powerful expression of Koach HaDibur, that the Halacha grants a Jew, an individual Jew, a civilian, the power to create new Isurim Daraisa. If I say, if I take a Neder, not I, if Yankel over there, let me try, I want to still be able to eat lunch. So Yankel over there, hypothetical Yankel. No, anyone here named Yisachar? I have the middle name Yisachar. Yisachar is a safe name. Okay. So Yisachar comes along, and Yisachar says he's taking a neder that all pretzels should be ushered to him for the course of the day. Sure. So now he has an issur d'oraisa against eating pretzels because he took a neder. He took a neder. All the pretzels in the world are now an issur d'oraisa for him until the day is over. Well, however, part of the magic of Nedarim is that the binding force of the Issur D'oraisa, but the parameters, the definition of the category which is Aser, is up to the human being who takes it either. So it could be for the next hour, it could be for the next day, it could be pretzels, it could be cake, it could be cookies. So you have a couple of Prakim Maseches Nedarim that are dedicated to figuring out how to define, what's the dictionary. I said a certain term, so guy said, I took a neder on candy. For roll-ups or candy? Twizzlers or candy? I don't know. Guy takes a neder, he's not going to eat a sandwich today. So why do you eat a hot dog? You have to figure out, is a hot dog a sandwich or a hot dog not a sandwich? Big Shiloh. So a fellow takes a neder, you have, as I mentioned, a couple of prakim in the Dharm where the Mishnais discuss that question. A fellow says he's not going to take a neder, he's not going to have a hanah for the course of the day from anyone. For mulim, people with a milah. Does that mean literally people with a milah, or that's just the expression that means Jews as opposed to non-Jews, and so on and so forth. So here it actually comes up in Erevin as a tangent, opening this Mishnah in the third paragraph of Erevin. You see on the side, Maseres Hashas, he doesn't send it to Nedarim. He sends it to Erevin Chavav, which the Mishnah is, and Daf Lamed, where the Gemara discusses part of the Mishnah. Hanodim in Amazon. A guy takes a neder, he's not going to have mazon. What does mazon mean? Sort of nutrition. So it took a neder that, let's say, for the course of the day, Rishonim point that. If he takes a neder, he's not going to have mazon forever. That's impossible. The guy says for the next 6 hours, he's not going to have mazon. So what's he allowed to have for the next 6 hours? Water and salt. That's it. Everything other than water and salt is mazon. Wow. So that obviously includes. Let's just see some more of the Gemara, then we'll take a step back and try to make sense of the play by the flow and the steps. The Mishnah says, a fellow takes a neder for a period of time, he's not going to have any mazon, so he's not going to have anything except for water and salt. Everything other than water and salt apparently is mazon. And the Gemara records that the Amoraim noticed and were puzzled by this. The implication of Mishnah obviously is everything except for water and salt is called mazon. So carrots mazon?
Yes.
Are mushrooms mazon?
Yeah.
Is meat mazon?
Yeah.
Is milk mazon?
Yeah.
Is olive oil mazon?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what bracha do you make after you have carrots and mushrooms? Barnavashis. Well, shouldn't it be? What bracha do you make before you have carrots and mushrooms? Well, on carrots you make a
hadamah,
on mushrooms you make a shahakal. 1 second, we have a bracha for mazon. It's borei mine mazonos. So the Gemara says, Nema, the Amoraim were wondering, you have this mission, Aaron, that seems to imply that everything in the world except for water and salt is mazon. The name of Tevi Tuf to Rav Shmuel, Darmi Eim of Archim Berkis and Bari Min Mazonos, El Bechamesh is Min and Bovad. Rav and Shmuel both said, you only make a Bari Min Mazonos on something that's made out of the five grains, which we usually translate as wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Right? No, Rav and Shmuel sound like hold no rice, no millet, no anything. No carrots, no mushrooms, which doesn't strike us as so surprising. But on the other hand, the Mishnah said, mazon. Everything is mazon. The Amar Rav Huna, the Gemara is all coined a pre-existing shock of the Tariah. And Rav Huna responded, he defended Rav and Shmuel, that Mishnah doesn't mean you said mazon, but Omer kol hazon, Allah. The word mazon often means something that's a high-level food, something made out of the five grains. But everything gives some kol hazan. If a person took a neder, I'm going to avoid mazon for the next 6 hours. So you can't have mazonos hamotzi food. If he says kol hazan, anything which gives tizunah, which gives nutrition, so that includes everything. That's what the Mishnah means. Everything except for water and salt. So alma mashcha zayin. Obviously, oil also is zon. So now the Gemara says, well, maybe there's a difference. So again, we're trying to figure out what's in between yayin and shemen. How come yayin upgrades bracha and shemen stays the same? Our first suggestion was, we would love to upgrade shemen. There's no way, there's no possible nusuch for the bracha. The Gemara says, why not? You could have said, boy, pre eitz azayis. And the Gemara says, well, maybe answer number two, only wine gives zon. But shemen is not zon. And to make a long story short, we demonstrated from a Mishnah in Erevin that everything is zon except for water and salt. So then the Gemara says, well, maybe wine has something else which shemen doesn't have. Another mysterious word. We're still not 100% sure exactly, by the way, what does zon mean? We use it all the time. Talk birkas hamazon, hazanas haolam, bar minim hazanas. What does that mean? And why does it apply to everything except for water and salt? But now the Gemara goes on to say a third teretz. Maybe it's not that wine is different because we have a way to say the bracha. And it's not that wine is different because wine is zon. No, oil also, we can figure out how to say the bracha. Oil also is zon, is zayin. Ella, answer number three, chamer so'id, mishra lo so'id. Wine is so'ed you. Rashi says, what does that mean? Chashiv tfei mi mazon. That's a higher level than merely giving you nutrition. It's giving you sa'adu libchem, as Avraham Avinu says to the visiting Malachim. Have a suda. have a suda. So wine is not just a little nutrition, it makes a meal. So we have to figure out how to define this a little more precisely. The Gemara says, really? Does wine make a meal? The Chami said, the Harava. The Gemara says, it's a story from the last parak of Pesachim. Havashasi chamer kol male yomei de pischa. Ki hecha de nigri lelibe. He was sipping wine throughout our Pesach so that he would have more, of an appetite for the matzah. V'necho matzah tfei. So he would eat more matzah, or eat the matzah with more gusto. So it doesn't seem like the wine fills you up. So Gemara says something a little counterintuitive. Tuva, garer, purta, sorry, if you have a lot of wine, Rava was sipping throughout the whole Erev Pesach, so that was quite a bit. So that actually, having a lot of wine will spark more appetite. But having a little wine will satisfy you. How does that make sense? Probably because the wine does satisfy, but if you have too much, then the alcohol does funny things to your brain, and even though you had more, you should be even more satisfied. But wine does a lot of strange things to your head, one of which is, even though you're rationally speaking pretty full, your brain is going to be processing as though you're terribly hungry. But that's all sort of an illusion because of the alcohol. But fundamentally, the Gemara says, yain is so aid. And then the Gemara says, I have a, not only story of Rav, I have a pasuk. Misad klal, but is it really true, even a little bit of wine fills you with haksiv? A pasuk that we say, when do we say this pasuk? Huh? Mishchodesh. Very good. V'yayin, you see, telem kuf dalas, baruch inavshi. Yayin samach levav enosh, wine can bring simcha. V'lechem levav enosh yisod. And bread is so'ein. Bread fills you. The Gemara says, nahama, another word, bread, who decided, chamer lo said. So it sounds like bread fills you and wine doesn't. The Gemara says, no, there's a different way to read the pasuk. Wine even makes you happy. Bread doesn't excite you. Bread just does the trick. Chamer is beitarti. Soed umisameach. Nahama misid soed samuchil umisameach. Remember, they're both soed, but bread is just, plain Jane. It doesn't excite you. It just fills you. But wine fills you too. Let's just stop here for a moment. There's a little more left to the sugya, but let's just stop here for a moment and recap. I know there's some questions. Let's recap, and if you still have questions, I want to hear your questions. Let's just recap where we've been. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the peres ilim make a bar preitz. Din number one. Din number two, the Mishnah says an exception. Yain, you don't make a bar preitz. Instead, you upgrade to a new, unique bar pri agefen. The girl wants to know, contrast that din of the Mishnah, that wine gets upgraded to bar pri agefen, with the din of the Amoraim, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, that shemen stays the same. Both yain and shemen, facts on the ground, they seem pretty similar. Both of them are, I'm taking a raw fruit and I'm giving it a significant practical upgrade to the shtayli luya. It went from being mere grapes to wine, from being mere olives to oil. So facts on the ground, they seem like they're the same. But the din is not the same. By yain, the bracha gets an upgrade. By shemen, it doesn't go down, but it doesn't go up either. So what's the pshat? Because again, it can't be that the reason for the upgrade is Shtein Leiluya, so is Shemin. Now the Gemara is trying to figure out, can I drive a wedge, can I be mechalik between Yayin and Shemin? What does Yayin have that Shemin doesn't have that's driving the new, unique bracha? What does Yayin have that Shemin doesn't have? Right, so the first answer the Gemara had was Nusach HaBracha. Maybe we would love to say unique bracha and shemen also, but there's no way to say it. It's awkward. Because it's not so awkward. You can't say bar pri azayit. You could say bar pri etz azayit. So that gets knocked out. Then the Gemara has a second chiluk. The second chiluk was zayin, or in Aramaic, zon. And in Hebrew. In Aramaic it's zayin, in Hebrew it's zon. Mazon. So, maybe these both are Yishtayin Leiluya, that maybe only Yain is both Tishtayim Lila and is also Zan. So the Gemara said, no, it's not true. Everything is Zan. So then the Gemara said, okay, knock that out. Third suggestion. Maybe only wine is so'ed. In Hebrew you would say so'ed, as in sa'adu lebchem. But shemen is not. So the Gemara says, I'm not sure that wine is either. Maybe in Chumash Bereishis, v'cha pas lechem v'sa'adu lebchem. Su'udas with bread, and the pasuk in Tillim. Sudas with bread. And Rava doesn't seem to have had a suda out of wine. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no. In fact, yain is so'ed, and oil is not. At least that's what we're up to right now. And that seems to be the answer. So it's the reason why yain, Shevin might get at least maintain the same bracha, because it's a shtani liluya, it's a positive upgrade. But yain actually gets a new bracha, because of a combination of shtani liluya plus so'ed. So that makes it super chashuv. Now it does not go down, it actually goes up. So just before we go into the last stage of the Gemara, just a question, and I want to hear your questions also. We've started using these terms a lot. What does zan mean and what does so'ed mean? So let's start with zan. It's interesting that what is not zan? What is zan and what's not zan? Mishnah Ervin. Everything except for every food item in the world except for water and salt is zan. That's a lot of foods. So what does every other food in the world have that water and salt do not have?
Calories.
Is that right? Exactly. All you bio and chem students. Right? Every other food in the world, even more fundamentally, what's unique about water and salt as opposed to every other food in the world, to the way they come from?
The ocean.
Okay, okay. Well, fish also come from the ocean.
And seaweed and a lot of things.
Right. Very basic. Every other food in the world.
They were made on day two versus day.
Okay, okay, okay. Good, 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 good. Good, good, good. Keep going. Every other food in the world used to be alive. Fruits and vegetables and grains and milk and meat and fish and eggs. Every other food in the world except for water and salt used to be alive. They're all, therefore, as you chemistry people know, organic compounds. Only water and salt were never alive. They're inorganic. They're alive in organic compounds in the world that we don't eat. The only inorganic compounds in the world that we eat are, more or less, in normal circumstances. And everything else that you eat used to be either an animal or a plant or a fungus. Everything else you eat used to, if you eat mushrooms, everything else in the world used to be alive. Therefore, as Mr. Roosevelt points out, everything else in the world that you eat, has some protein or carbohydrates or fat, has some calories, gives you some energy. Water and salt don't.
Water doesn't have calories?
Nope. It's just water. It has no... Your body is not equipped to break down the bonds in water and extract. Okay. Yes. So I'll be pashas when you see that Mishnah. So you say, so what does it mean to be zan? What does it mean to be zan? To give you a little energy. To give you a little energy. Which, if you eat fruits or vegetables, or you eat meat or fish or eggs or cheese or etc., the list goes on, you'll get some energy out of it. Not as much if you eat a pickle, okay, but something. Plus you get the krach from the pickle. But water and salt gives you nothing. So now, you need water also to stay hydrated, but that's not zan. That's a different need that your body has for hydration. But zan means that it's offering, sounds like it means it's offering a little bit of calories. So what's su'uda? What's su'uda? Huh? So su'uda might be more of a sense of sevia. That's what the Ritva is driving at here. You can look at also Rashi and Ervin, and the Bar Tanura there. I think what the Ritva is driving at here is Zon and Dimasla Amri Chamer. Zayim is Mema'et Hara'av Min Haguf. It reduces your hunger. Aval Enam Mechazek Halev. Soed means Soed is Halev and Mechazgo. The Mitsudos on the Pasuk in Tillim actually says, in the context of Yisad, it means to give support, which is the other way that you use Sa'ad. You use Sa'ad as provide support, someone to lean on. Zon is not mechazik halev, just gives you a memayit harav.
Like how would you describe it? Isn't it the energy like?
Right. So zon means it'll give you it gives you some energy. So it means you really feel full. It wasn't just.
Zon is like you feel satiated, and so it is like that officiates a su'uda.
Well, the word su'uda, that's the next step. That is the interesting last line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, whoa. The Gemara says, yayin is so'ed. That's the way you're reading that pasuk in Tillim, that it meant lechem is only so'ed, yayin is so'ed plus misamech. Really, the Gemara says, in that case, go all the way. We should bench on wine. It's a su'uda. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? The Gemara says, that's pretty shocking. Ihachi navrich alei shalosh brachas. The second wide line. We should bench. Birkas hamazon. The three birkas hamazon is primarily three brachas for Bonim Yishalayim. The fourth bracha was a later addition after Churban HaBayis. Why don't we bench on wine if it's a suda? The Gemara says, well, there's a third level. There's zon, the Gemara says. And then there's so aid, and then there's kviyas su'uda. I might be full from having a glass of wine. It might be filling, but I don't actually sit down in my mind. I don't sit down to a meal. I don't build a meal, hopefully, around wine. Practically speaking, lo kavi inchi su'uda sayu ilave. So if Nachman Yitzchak says to Rava, well, let's see, you have someone who does. The guy mamash builds his meal around a bottle of wine. It wasn't bottle of wine, at most, be an ancillary, an accessory to the meal, if you're having wine at all, which is a separate question. But certainly it shouldn't be the main dish. But the guy's mamash going to build his whole meal, let's say, okay, he's not making the greatest of decisions, to put it mildly. But here's the guy who's being kovei suit on wine. Renachmit says, look, Lamaisa, if you think that Chamra said, you say, well, normally benching requires kaviyah suda. A guy was kaviyah suda on wine. He built his meal around wine. So he's talking about a bench? No! So therefore, Runachmitzu's point is, wine is not soed. Well, but let's say I was kaviyah on it. So why doesn't that work? So Rava says to him, you're wrong. Rava, by the same one who had been the counterproof before, Rava says, no, wine is so aid. I, the wine you bench if you're kaveh on it. Amalei says, number one, he says, and the Navi comes, we'll ask him if there's such a thing as kaviyah suda on wine, but that's a setup for the next line. Hashta mia, here's the important, you saw it, that came up a week or two ago in Shir, but ladaito itzaka adam. That's a decision that if this guy is making a decision to build his meal around wine, that's an incredibly rare thing to do. Very, very few people, and for good reason, Baruch Hashem, very few people build liquid lunch is not a good idea. To build your meal around wine is not a good idea. And Baruch Hashem, not only a bad idea, but a rare idea. So when somebody's telling Das Bnei Adam, if someone does something that's extremely unusual, he's an outlier. We say, that's such a bizarre decision to make that it doesn't count. So since people are not koveya su'uda online, if you have one in a thousand who is, he's still not chayav to bench because batla daito eitzel kadam. So again, maskana sasugya. We define three terms, three concepts. There's zon, which as we're seeing means to give you a little bit of calories, to take the edge off your hunger, And then there's soed, which means it actually fills you. And then there's kaviya suda, and that means not only that it practically filled you, but you actually, in your mind, socially, you built your meal around it. So any food other than mayim melech is done. So soed, ready to be full, we're saying that's rare. That's lechem and yayin, but not shemen. And nafkamina is, that's why these are the two items that have unique brachos. Bread and wine, the Mishnah says, are the two items that get their own special brachos, because not only are shtanim li'iluya, but they're also so'ed. But kaviyah se'uda is necessary, so so'ed is necessary for... What is this? So'ed is necessary for bracha rishona mucheres. Its own bracha rishona. Kaviyah suda is necessary for birkas hamazon. And by the way, remember we said before the difference between zon versus mazon. Rashi actually says, ihachi, when he introduces the kasha, well, why don't we bench on wine? He says, ihachi design v'soed, then it's mazon, and we should make three brachas, otherwise known as a birkas ha. Mazon, and you look in the Rambam as well, the first halach in Hilchas Brachos, he says, when you have mazon, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to bench. So that's this highest level is kviyah suda, otherwise known as mazon.
Interesting. Well, what thing is
kviyah suda?
Anything?
No, so to be kviyah suda, it has to be a bread. It has to be a bread made from the five grains. The bread made for five grains, that's something that lends itself to kviyah suda. So three levels. Zon, which means taking the edge off your hunger, giving you some calories. Soe, which means it's very satiating. And kviyah suda, which means not does it practically satiate, but I'm building my meal around that. So now the Gemara has dealt with the first set of problems. This takes us to the first two dots. We now understand why it is that shemen just maintains the bar per eight, while yayin actually levels up. The Gemara says it's not because only wine lends up to the proper nusah bracha. It's not because only wine is zon. It's because only wine, unlike shemen, is soed. Wine and lechem are soadim, and therefore they get their own unique bracha rishona. I would love to stick around for questions. And the next time, we're going to go on to address Shai's question, which is, in theory, you make a bar priates on oil, but practically speaking, when do you ever make a bracha on oil?